This is Antimatter, the marketing podcast hosted by Great Matter, where we mix strategy and digital marketing with explosive results. Welcome back to Antimatter. I'm Adam Weiss, CEO of Great Matter.
And I'm Annie Cahoon. In our last episode, we went deep on the habits and workflows that make great marketing teams successful. We talked about culture, collaboration, and fearless feedback.
But here's the thing. A great team needs to deliver great results. And there's one area where I see teams spinning their wheels constantly, looking incredibly busy, but achieving absolutely nothing.
Oh, let me guess. Social media?
Bingo. We've all seen it. Brands with massive followings, thousands of likes, comments pouring in, shares through the roof. Their engagement rates look amazing on paper. But then you ask the question that actually matters. Cool. How many customers did that get you? And suddenly, it's crickets.
It's like being the most popular person at a party where nobody is actually talking to you. Sure, everybody knows your name, but you're not having any fun. Your bank account doesn't care about your follower count.
Today, we're fixing that gap. We're moving beyond the vanity metrics, the likes, the shares, the feel-good numbers that make your ego happy, and talking about how to turn social media into an actual revenue driver. Let's start with what most brands get wrong. They treat their social media like a highway billboard, just blasting their message at everyone driving by, hoping someone remembers their name long enough to Google them later.
And I get why they do this. It's the way advertising has worked for decades, right? You create your message, you put it in front of eyeballs, and you hope some percentage of those eyeballs turn into customers. But social media doesn't work like a highway.
Exactly. Social media is more like a bar. People aren't just passing by. They're hanging out, having conversations, sharing problems, asking for advice, and maybe nursing a beer. And if you're the person in the corner just shouting about your product every 5 minutes, you're not joining the conversation. You're just ruining it. And they're going to turn up the jukebox.
And here's what kills me. Attention on social media is pretty easy to buy. You want a viral post? Make a funny meme. You want engagement? Ask a controversial question. You want followers? Follow a bunch of people and hope they follow back. But none of that translates to trust. And trust is what actually drives sales.
Trust has to be earned, one valuable interaction at a time. You earn it by showing up consistently, by actually listening to what people are struggling with, and by offering help without immediately asking for something in return.
It's the difference between being that guy at the bar who only talks about himself and the guy who everyone gravitates towards because they actually want to interact or even help. All right, so let's say you figured out how to be helpful instead of promotional. How do you actually turn that into business results without feeling slimy about it?
It starts with your bio. And I'm not talking about cramming your entire life story into 150 characters. Your bio should have exactly one job, getting people to take the next step, whether that's downloading a guide, signing up for your newsletter, or booking a call.
Right. Your social profile is like the front door of your house. You don't stay there the whole time. It's where you greet people and invite them in. The real relationship building happens once you're inside, on your email list or your website.
This makes me feel a little bit like Halloween, where you actually are standing by your front door the whole time and then you're giving out candy.
The one exception.
The one exception. And here's the key insight about content. You want to be 90% teacher, 10% seller. If 9 out of 10 posts are just you helping people solve problems for free, then that one post where you mention your product feels like a natural recommendation, not a sales pitch, as long as you do it tactically.
I love the way you can segment your audience in real time through content. Someone who engages with your "here's how to identify this problem" content is probably early in their buying journey. Someone who's liking your case studies and customer success stories, they're much further along.
And that's where you can start being more targeted with your follow-up. The person asking basic questions gets different attention than the person who's clearly evaluating solutions. So let's talk about DMs, because this is where most organizations completely blow it. They treat direct messages like a cold email blast. Just copy, paste, send to anyone who showed the slightest bit of interest, or even people who didn't.
Which is insane, because DMs are actually the most powerful tool on these platforms. It's the one place where you can have a real one-on-one conversation, but instead of using that superpower, people just spam it.
Here's the rule. Never DM someone cold. Ever. The only people who should be getting DMs from you are the people you've already had some kind of public interaction with. They commented on your post, they asked a question in your stories, they shared something you created.
And when they do reach out, don't lead with your product, lead with more value. Hey, thanks for the great question on my post about XYZ. Did I answer your question, or do you need to know more?
You're continuing a conversation, not starting a sales process. Ask questions. Understand their specific situation. Give them genuinely useful advice for free. Only after you've helped them solve something should you even think about mentioning that you have a paid solution.
And when you do make that transition, make it natural. As you know, I sell this stuff, and based on what you're telling me, I think our insert product service here could actually help you. Maybe we could hop on a quick call to see if it's a fit. By that point, you're not a random person on the internet. You're someone who's already helped them. Okay, let's make this practical. Three things you can do this week to start turning your social media into actual business results.
First, fix your bio right now. Go to your profile and rewrite it to include one clear step. Not three options, not a buffet of links, one clear path that gets people into your ecosystem.
Second, find one person from your recent comments who asked a thoughtful question or made a genuine observation about your content. Send them a DM, not to tell anything, but to continue helping them. See where that conversation goes naturally.
And third, map out what we call a problem-solution proof sequence. Pick one challenge your ideal customer faces, create three pieces of content, one that identifies the problem, one that explains your approach to solving it, and one that shows it working for a real customer.
This gets you thinking like a strategist instead of just posting random stuff and hoping something sticks. You're guiding people through a journey, not just generating content for content's sake.
Also, since you're using DMs to communicate with customers, if you have a CRM or ticketing type platform, make sure it's integrated with your DMs so you can more easily track conversations and needs for that customer. It'll make your interactions much more personal. Look, social media can absolutely drive business results, but it's not going to happen by accident. And it's definitely not going to happen if you're just chasing likes and shares.
Focus on building relationships, not just building an audience. The relationships are what turn into customers, referrals, and long-term business growth.
Next week, we're talking about something that might save you more money than anything else we've discussed, the marketing sugar rush. How to balance those short-term wins with the long-term strategy that actually builds a sustainable business.
If this episode shifted how you think about your social media, do us a favor and share it with someone who's stuck in the vanity metrics trap. Sometimes the best favor you can do for a fellow marketer is helping them see the bigger picture.
Agreed. Thanks for listening to Antimatter. See you next time.